This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We post another hour here on the DJV program, starting the week off. It's Monday, the 10th of December, 2 weeks from today. It is Christmas Eve. Believe it or not, it's rolled around to that time of year again. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. And there's Jennifer Horn. There's Victoria Key and Karis Gillins at the controls. All is well with the world, so let's get at it. Jen, what do we have cooking?
Oh, there's so much. You would think this time of year things might slow down in Washington,
no.
D.C., because it's the Christmas holiday and Hanukkah's in full gear and all of that, but that is not the case. Over the weekend, on the Sunday shows, as we like to call them, Adam Schiff, who is actually my congressman, God love him, was on
for
one of the Sunday shows.
Framingham, Massachusetts.
That's right, and probably still lives, spends more time there than he does in his district.
No, he
doesn't. Because he lives in Maryland. That's a secret. All right, so he says that President Trump could, quote, face the real prospect of jail time after a federal prosecutor said last week that the president directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to make illegal hush money payments during the presidential campaign. So, we've been hearing this threat about jail time and impeachment from critics of the president, from Democrats, for 2 years, maybe even more, even before the president was inaugurated and brought into the White House. And it was because they were trying to set him up to collude with Russia, right? That was the big storyline. Well, he's colluding with Russia. That's why we're going to impeach him. That's why we're going to throw him away, or throw away the key, lock him up in jail, throw away the key. Well, now we're moving away from that, even though there were some developments in the Russia probe over the weekend. Now we're moving towards the idea that he committed campaign finance fraud when it comes to Stormy Daniels and the payout that his lawyer, Michael Cohen, gave to Stormy Daniels before the election in 2016 to make her story go away, essentially, because she had claimed that she had a sexual relationship with the president. So now we're looking at campaign finance laws. And most of the time, because many candidates have violated these same laws, most of the time you're fined. Most of the time it's something that goes away kind of easily. But the idea is that now the Southern District of New York might file charges or might indict Trump for campaign finance fraud. Obviously, we could have a debate about whether or not this is a political move. I feel that it is, because I think other candidates have done stuff like this for a very long time. Some may say this is just, you know, what happens when you do something wrong, and that there's something valid to that, too. But all of this stems from the report that was released from Robert Mueller's investigation on Michael Cohen. It came out on Friday, and if you go through the documents and the memo where Mueller actually recommends a substantial amount of jail time for Michael Cohen, even though Michael Cohen spent like 40 hours testifying to Bob Mueller's team of investigators, that cooperation deal apparently not enough to make what he had done wrong go away. He's got a lot of business operations in the taxi business and has, I think, tax evasion and some stuff in his history. But now we try to figure out, will the president see an indictment? Maybe this week, maybe next week, for all over Stormy Daniels. And is that the appropriate thing? It's not going to go away soon, because certainly there are going to be a lot of legal people who are going to be trying to argue whether or not a sitting president can be indicted. So this is a story that kind of hatched, I guess, another layer of it came out over the weekend, but it's not one that will go away anytime soon.
I wish it would go away.
Yeah.
I'm so exhausted by
all
of this.
Can we get to running the country, please? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody there? So the last words of Jamal Khashoggi, did you see somehow or other this? I can't breathe. That's what he said. Now, how did they get that?
That's the beginning of his problems.
Good question.
I think they recorded it, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, just... So here's something. Maybe we can all aspire to do this. A thief found out the hard way that robbing a woman is not the best way to capture her heart. Two men robbed a U-Haul store this past weekend, taking an unspecified amount of money, according to the owner of the store. But instead of fleeing, one man lingered and tried to strike up a conversation with a woman who was in charge of the store. He stuck around, was trying to get the female employee's phone number, according to the general manager of the U-Haul office. One robber went behind the counter, put his hands around her waist, and then while he was holding onto her waist, demanded the money. And then after that, looked at her and tried to talk her up, tried to get her number. As a matter of fact, he said to her, quote, "Can I get your number and go out sometime?" No surprise ending here.
I just came into some cash.
She should have said yes, and then when they met up, just had a whole bunch of police officers with her.
Isn't that? It's really pretty.
There's some smart people out there.
Oh, my God. This is, the world is crazy, crazy, crazy. The story of teenager Jack Baker, who had planned to visit his girlfriend for a few minutes. He parked his motorcycle outside her home, left his prosthetic hand gripped to the handlebar. But he came back outside a couple of hours later. The hand was gone. Apparently taken by a thief or a prankster who thought this was...
Who doesn't need their hand for a few hours? I'm not so making light weird. Of this. This is terrible. But, like, really? Who?
His poor girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So can somebody tell me what's going on? Nick Cannon has been yakking it up about Kevin Hart. I thought the Kevin Hart thing last week, okay. So Kevin Hart gets, somebody says he's going to be the host of the Oscars, and then there's something that comes out from 10 years ago, and he's giving the kiss off. And now Nick Cannon has come out. He said that he wondered why Hart got so much bad press or backlash, while other comics who have made homophobic jokes and said a lot worse continue to find success. I don't think Hart's career is over, but it is a question.
No.
I think you're right. It's He's not wrong.
That's true.
And he gave the receipts for it. I mean, he went through Sarah Silverman's Twitter, Amy Schumer's Twitter, and they both had tweets that used the F word in it.
Yeah.
So, which I never condone the use of that
really?
Word. Yeah.
Isn't Nick Cannon a pretty even-keeled guy? Normally, don't we feel him? He's kind of...
Well, he married Mariah Carey, so that would make me think he's a little off his rocker, but, you know, he did divorce her, so...
We're in just such a stupid time right now where, certain people are targeted and their careers are ruined. And then other people walk scot-free, and it really does...
Here's another one.
I don't even know what the decider is. Like how the Hollywood gods decide who's okay and who's not.
Right. Here's the story of Kyler Murray. He was a quarterback for Oklahoma and the Heisman Trophy winner.
He just won the Heisman this weekend.
Right. Yeah. So he's had to apologize for some homophobic tweet that he posted a couple of years ago. He said, quote, "I used a poor choice of words that doesn't reflect who I am or what I believe. I didn't intend to single out any individual or group." And so on it goes. He's 21 years old. He was on the NFL Today yesterday. "I was young. I own every part of this. I used a poor choice of words. At the same time, me being at this stage, having this platform, I learned from it. It's critical for me that I move on from this, but at the same time, own up to what I said and move on." So is that the best way to handle all of these things? And could Kevin Hart have done that and quote-unquote gotten away with it? Why? Jennifer just had the right thing. Some people get away with it and some people don't. Or Victoria, was that you who said that? One of the two of you said that. Some people can get away with it and some people can't. Why?
You know, it's such an icky time. People are just mean. If we just take a minute and instead of making an example of somebody by hanging them from a tree, actually talk through why comments are appropriate or inappropriate, it's a gotcha time where everybody's just waiting around the corner to take you down, take down somebody else. And I don't know what good it serves. I mean, is anybody better off today? Is any LGBT person better off today because Kevin Hart is not hosting the Oscars? No, the answer is no. Nobody's better off because of that decision.
Probably all better off because it would have been a lousy job, but that's not because of that.
Yeah, but I do feel like that people in the LGBTQ community do feel that it's not allowed, and that is something that they do feel is progress. So it's not necessarily just about Kevin Hart. It's just about saying, as a societal standard, it's not okay.
Then why aren't we taking down these other chicks? Why don't we take them down?
I think we should. I had no idea. I don't follow Sarah Silverman or Amy Schumer. I don't really care about either one of them.
She's crude and gross, like that other Kathy Griffin. The two of them are peas in a pod.
Yeah. And the F word, I'm assuming, Carrie, you mean is the gay slur, not the curse word, correct?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the curse word.
Yeah.
What, are you talking about F-A-G?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's another weird kind of thing. In England, they use the term all the time. It refers to smokes.
Cigarettes, but, yeah. Well, it comes from Shakespeare. That's where it really comes from. They were twigs that they used for kindling. But anyway, I think the real lesson here is, and the guy who just won the Heisman Trophy, I think the lesson is, you know, for every young person, like, the internet is forever, and you need to learn from that and be smarter about what you tweet and what you say. Everything you put on the internet, even if you delete your tweet, someone has got a screen grab of it.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is really the lesson.
Yeah, sure is. All right, a word to the wise, as they say. Here's something else. What a fabulous way for you to give a gift to somebody who likes meat eaters. Go to the Omaha Steaks website, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV and save 74% on the family gift package. Normally it's $199. You get it using the DJV code for $49.99. Unbelievable. Sirloin, pork chops, chicken fried steaks, meatballs, you name it, burgers, sausages, potatoes au gratin, even apple tartlets, and their seasoning packet. Enhance the gift with bacon-wrapped filet mignon and more pork chops for a couple of bucks more. There's all kinds of upgrades available, but the basic bottom line combo is $49.99, normally $199. I find this to be fabulous. I'm so happy that they chose me to tell the story with the ladies. Promo code DJV. That's all you have to know, right? OmahaSteaks.com for $49.99. You can give for Christmas all these fabulous steaks, burgers, sausages, potatoes, the desserts. So shop at the steak place, OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV. And get a $199 value for $49.99. Omaha Steaks. Say it again, Doug. OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Recorded Kelly Clarkson, number 22 on the top 100 as its first perusal. We'll go through it again. The numbers change every year because songs change, new songs come in, that sort of thing. So what do we know about this? Nice song.
Kind of a good sounds like poppy she Christmas sounds young song. In it, so I want to guess that this is probably older.
Well, this one is 2013, so not that old.
Not that old.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, she is. She does. I think she's singing a little bit higher, or her voice, yeah, does sound a little bit younger than it does now. I like it though. I've heard it a few times, and
that's
as
nice.
Far as original Christmas songs go, I really like this one.
Yep. Very good. Underneath the Tree, Kelly Clarkson here. As a Christmas song, get us started in our musical mode. These are the times we're collectively putting our heads together as to how we're going to celebrate, what's going to be the key note of our Christmas celebration. It's only 2 weeks away, so why not, right? Also to celebrate here at 25 and change after the hour on the musical portion of this hour of the DJV show, Victoria and Kara and I have Fleetwood Mac in our minds. Actually, a lawsuit between Lindsey Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac has been settled. Lindsey Buckingham said that he settled a lawsuit following his firing from Fleetwood Mac. He filed a lawsuit against them alleging breach of fiduciary duty and breach of oral contract, among other things. He was interviewed over the weekend, said his first the lawsuit was quietly settled a couple of weeks ago in his first interview. Quote, "We've all signed off on something," Buckingham said. "I'm happy enough with it. I'm not out there trying to twist the knife, trying to look at this with some level of compassion, some level of wisdom. He didn't elaborate on the terms of the settlement.
He was asking $14 million, so maybe 10 or something is what he got.
Yeah, half of that probably, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of too bad. You think it meant a lot. He said there was a visceral feeling after he got dismissed, especially he talked about Stevie Nicks a little bit and Christine McVie, who apparently reached out to him recently. Maybe that's how they settled this thing. I've only had in the last couple of weeks, I got an email, which I expect to get from Christine. The two released their Buckingham McVie album last year. She wrote me an email and said, "Dearest Lindsay, just know that I had nothing to do with any of this. No, I miss you so much. I believe deep in Stevie's heart that she would like you to come home."
So it sounds like Stevie is the decision maker for all of Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that surprising?
I hate to say it, but I love Fleetwood Mac and I've seen them live, but if there's no Stevie,
isn't
much Fleetwood Mac left. So
yeah,
they need to go by what she says, I think.
Well,
is she big of a selling point, and he's not. And I think that's part of the reason, yeah.
Right. But and so they didn't get along, the two of them? Is that what we're to take away from this?
No, I think they got along fine, but he wanted to do his own tour and not go on tour
and
with
Stevie
the band until next year. And Stevie
said,
no, we're touring now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the crux of it.
It is. I'll argue with that. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former FBI director is calling on voters to give President Trump's opponent, whoever it is in 2020, a landslide victory. James Comey speaking to an audience in New York City last night.
I can tell you that all of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops on January 20th, 2021.
However, Comey speaks against impeaching President Trump.
Because it would let the country off the hook. And it would drive into the fabric of our nation a third of the people believing there was a coup.
4 people have been killed and tens of thousands have no power as a huge winter storm with snow, ice, and freezing rain continues to impact the nation's southeast. The storm dumping about 18 inches of snow on parts of North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lovely that we are all together. Monday, it is the 10th of December. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen, and you. This is just in. Ready? You want to do the first story, or you want me to do the first story?
It's up to you. Dealer's choice.
Really?
Nice. Yes.
Right, you go first. Ladies first, then I'm going to do the breaking news from Tampa Bay.
Okay. So this, I've got a little bit of some health news here. So this is a new study that is causing a lot of people to freak out, and it is probably for good reason. So it turns out some things that are, the chemicals that are in some of our everyday personal items have a really dramatic impact on young girls. And so things that are in toothpaste, makeup, and soap apparently can really affect the developmental milestones of young girls, meaning basically they it forces them to hit puberty sooner. And yeah. So there are things that that are in fragrances, in cosmetics. There's so much stuff out there, and it's all the phthalates and the triclosan and all that stuff that which is in hand sanitizer. Triclosan is one of those that's really, really dangerous. And unfortunately, the same in this study is not true for boys. So for some reason, the girls are way more affected by all of these chemicals that are in everything that we use, essentially.
Why that is?
I don't know. It's been linked to an increase of mental illness, breast and ovarian cancer in girls. And there are some results that show that it is linked to testicular cancer in boys. But this is also parabens. These are preservatives. It's all the stuff that, you know, you hear about. And now this is the first real definitive study. They've been doing this for a long time. This has been years that they've been tracking girls from the age of 9 all the way up through, I believe, age 14 or 15. And so it's just really bad news. And if you are a parent of young kids or if you have young grandchildren, it's definitely time to have a conversation about what kind of products you're using at home, because the FDA does absolutely nothing to protect us, especially women. And the stuff they allow women to put in their products and in their makeup and things like that have been banned for years and years and years in Europe. So it's scary, but we're going to be hearing a lot more about this study this week.
Yeah, it is. I think you'll have a little more time to talk about it. There are other things that are from this same area. I find it interesting. Walgreens getting ready to compete with other retailers when it comes to delivering drugs to your home. They've announced they're partnering with FedEx to launch a next-day prescription drug delivery program. How do you... If you're going, you have a prescription. I'm trying to figure out how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to go present yourself, or the doctor has to send it in mm-hmm. on his script to the drugstore, and then you have to go identify yourself to pick it up? So how is delivery possible under the rules as they exist today, and why would you do this anyway?
Think about it. You don't have to be the person. Like, when I was sick and I had bronchitis, I was on 20 days of antibiotics, and Lewis picked up my prescriptions for me. So you don't have to be there in person to pick up your own prescriptions. So that gets around that part of it there. But this is really for the elderly who maybe they're not mobile, or if they're homebound, or anybody with any debilitating illness who can't make it to the pharmacy. And a lot of times in rural areas, pharmacies are very far away. So I think it's great that Walgreens is doing this. They're doing it a little bit selfishly too, though, because Amazon's already announced that they bought a company that delivers prescriptions. So it's kind of, they're trying to keep up with Amazon. But look, the end result is, if people have more access to healthcare and prescriptions that they need, then it's a good thing. And it's only, I think they're only charging like $5 for a delivery fee.
Yeah, $4.99. Yeah.
So that's right. That's good.
Would you use it though? You would say, yeah, I'm going to use this.
If I didn't have my husband to go to the pharmacy for me, I was in bed. I couldn't get out of bed. No.
Right.
And so if I had someone who was able to deliver it for me, if I didn't have, you know, friends or family around, then sure, I would absolutely use it.
All right. So maybe it makes good sense. It's good business sense, that's for sure.
Yep.
Also, in terms of your health and well-being, I find it interesting that the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, announcing the relaxation of nutrition standards for school lunches. This is a can of worms. The guidelines have never made any sense, because they've always been about that which we had in surplus. That was the whole reason the USDA was involved in the first place. So we had a lot of low-fat milk, powdered milk, cheeses, that sort of thing. They ended up in the school lunch menu. Whenever there was an excess from our agricultural producers, from the farmers, that's what got into the school lunch menus. It was never, ever about nutrition. It was about how we help the farmer, which is okay. I mean, the things that were thrown in weren't necessarily bad for you, but there are other things that might be better for you, and that's also a very subjective thing as well. You know, the whole business about the guidelines came from Michelle Obama getting focused on children and health and fitness
and food. Well, the obesity with kids in this country is terrible.
Right. But this doesn't. The nutrition standards didn't fix it. Doesn't make it worse. Doesn't make it better. It's a neutral move. It just is. It becomes a political football like everything else. Yeah. Sonny Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, said if children are not eating what's being served, they're not benefiting. Food's being wasted. So now they're going to change it a little bit to make it more appetizing. I don't know what that is.
Well, it was more vegetables and fruits and stuff. And so kids, you know, I guess, I hate to say it, but we're a nation that lives on chicken fingers and mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, if you want to talk about, like, what we're going to end up paying for as a collective society, we're going to be paying for a whole lot of diabetics.
Yep.
That's just where we're headed, which I understood what Michelle Obama was trying to do. I also see the other side of it. If kids don't want to eat vegetables and they don't want broccoli, they're not going to eat anything at all, or they're going to go and buy junk food. It's a difficult thing to fix.
It is. All right. This is the news from Tampa Bay today. 7-year-old boy drove off in his mother's car over the weekend after arguing with her.
Seven? Wow.
The boy didn't go far from his house. He stopped the Ford. He couldn't see over the
wheel. What was he driving?
Was he driving a tractor? This sounds like Doug when he was a kid.
No. Yeah. He was driving a Ford car. The deputy said he ran our way. He went into the car. It was around 8 o'clock at night. And the neighbors found him hiding inside a nearby church. But the story obviously is that he was 7 years old.
How
and
could
he
reach the pedals?
I don't know.
Wow.
Where was the key to the car? In a moment, let's focus on something that's wonderful at this time of year. The music. If you're a music lover, if you're a music provider, if you've always wanted to learn how to play certain types of music, we're going to have some help for you in a moment or two. First, though, let me put you into a position of power by using Power Swabs. Power Swabs. You've heard us. I've talked about this product over the years off and on. What a great way for you to whiten up your teeth. It's a solution for the problems that people have of yellow teeth because they're drinking too much coffee, tea, wine. Maybe you're still smoking too much, whatever it is. This product is so fabulous. It works in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Whitens your teeth an average of 2 shades. They get whiter and brighter over the course of 6 or 7 days. Do it again. Keep doing it every week or so. It'll whiten the caps, the crowns, the veneers. It lifts the stains right off your teeth. That's how it works. No sensitivity at all. Whiter teeth. Look younger. Feel better. Go out on a date. New job. Whatever it is. Call 800-208-1797. That's the only way to get this deal. The deal is, use that number. That's the special number for DJV. You get the power swabs at 50% off the retail price. But the only way you can get it, can't get it online, can't get it in stores, only available by calling 800-208-1797. Great stocking stuffer. Fabulous way for you to acknowledge on your own part or somebody you care about. Get them a little whiter teeth, feel better about themselves. Here's what you do. You call 800-208-1797 for power swabs now while you're thinking about it for a Christmas gift for yourself or others in your family. Half price only at 800-208-1797.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, !!
!1985.
Newegg. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Have you or somebody you know always wanted to play the guitar? You didn't have the time to do it. Didn't think you had the chops to do it. Maybe you promised yourself, someday, my pick will come. You'll learn to play the guitar. Well, there's an easier way to make that dream come true. Clint Carter is joining us now with the scoop. Clint is a picker himself, I understand. How good a guitar hugger are you, Clint?
about good. Everybody wants to be a better guitar player. Nobody says they're a great guitar player. Everyone wants to be better. And that's why this is actually a really awesome, this is such a good program that I'm about to talk about. Now, this is good if you're looking for a New Year's resolution hobby, or if you're looking for a gift idea, and it's this really awesome guitar lesson app from Fender called Fender Play. So, I mean, it's really, what's awesome about this is that it's designed for all levels. So whether you're a beginner who's never held a guitar before, or you're an advanced player that's looking to hone their chops, or you're more like me, somewhere between those two poles, then this has lessons that are designed for you. It's a subscription-based app for six-string guitar or bass or ukulele, and all the instructors are real professionals. So, you know, my own guitar progress sort of plateaued a few years ago, but now I'm back in the swing of learning, so guitar is taking on, like, a whole new exciting element for me. So that's a really exciting aspect of this program. You could do it at home, small little bite-sized videos, usually about 2 to 5 minutes, and it's really easy. And right now, Fender Play for the holidays is offering a year's subscription for just $89.99. That's 25% off their normal price. And if you have a subscription, you can get 10% off instruments or gear at Fender.com. And right now you can also get a free Fender Play trial if you go to their website, play.fender.com.
I know somebody who has done exactly what you're describing, a fellow who's associated with this program, Rich McFadden, took it upon himself, I don't know, 15 years or so ago, he wanted to play the guitar, and so he did. He got a Fender, and he went through all of this stuff. I don't know what state the lessons were at that point in time versus what's around today,
yeah.
Clint, but I know he loved it, and he still played. He taught his son how to play using the same method. It's kind of cool.
Well, I used to take lessons, you know, when I was in high school, and it would be 45-minute lesson, and I would get, yeah. you know, I wouldn't get any more than I get in 3 minutes on this app because, you know, you're not going to your local guitar store. You're going to some of the best, most trained music professionals that you can get, and they've really distilled it down. So you don't have to go and sit down for 45 minutes or an hour if you have 5 minutes, which is great because that encourages you to do it more. When I sit down to take a lesson, I usually start with just one, and then I might do 3 or 4 before I'm done. So it's a really good gift, too, as well. So not just for yourself, but this is something that families can do, and they can kind of rally around a goal together, like you said. Like, it's a fun thing to do as a family. And there's also some real therapeutic and wellness benefits that I think are important right now. I mean, to sit down with an instrument, that has some real so emotional, mental, and physical well-being benefits. Fender, a few months ago, just released a report with a professional musician and neuroscientist named Daniel Levitin, and he showed that playing an instrument can also create neural connections, which are you know, great for developing kids or adults. So yeah, so Fender's got Fender Play is awesome, and then a bunch of really exciting guitars that you can get at Fender.com, including their Player Series, which are, you know, the top line guitars for $650 to $775, plus the Grace VanderWaal Moonlight ukulele. So that's a smaller ukulele, just under $100. Great for you know, first time children who are learning to play an instrument. And then they've got an acoustic series called the California series. So some really exciting guitars there. And also on the gift front, they've got some accessories, a Newport Bluetooth speaker, so that's great for music fans, and then the Mustang Bluetooth-enabled amplifier, which is great for musicians, where you can deep edit the sounds. So you can find all of that stuff at Fender.com, and you can get information on Fender Play at play.fender.com.
Very good. Very thorough. Great explanation. Clint Carter, thank you for being here on the DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Day After Tomorrow, not necessarily recognizable. Wasn't that the movie with Dennis Quaid?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Emmy Ross, and it's one of those. It's that Roland Emmerich, the producer of Independence Day, is a climate change disaster film. And the reason we play that is every time I'm home late at night, I'm changing the channels. This movie is on. It's on so many, and it hooks me every time. So the question I want to pose, to you is, what movie, when you're changing your channels on TV, hooks you where you can't stop watching it when you're changing the channels? You have one of those?
Red October.
Yeah. I would say for me, Shawshank Redemption, which is on all the time.
Yeah.
If one of the Godfather films is on, it just hooks me. Gladiator's another one of those films, and I would go with Hoosiers with the Gene Hackman. That's just one of those films when it's on TV, I just can't stop watching it. But The Day After Tomorrow is either, it's just on TV all the time.
I've never seen it. Right. I've never seen it. I don't see it on TV a lot either, so I guess I'm watching different networks than you.
You must be.
It's around. Yeah. There are some that just show up a lot. You're right. Hoosiers is another one of those that shows up a lot. All right, so we're going to go through the box office totals in a matter of moments. What did you see over the weekend? You had that event at your theater.
We did. We showed in East Stroudsburg, the theater I'm involved at, with the Pocono Cinema, we showed Polar Express with Tom Hanks. It's an animated movie that's like 12 years old now. And we had like 250 people come out to see it. A lot of families and kids, which was a lot of fun. Also had Santa at the theater, and we took pictures, so nice. I had a good time.
Sweet. I saw Green Book, the movie with Viggo Mortensen, and I've seen him in a lot of things. He was in one of the sub-movies. I forget which one it was. Oh, I know it was Crimson Tide, the one with Denzel Washington and Hackman. He's a good, solid character.
He's good at it. He is. He was in a movie called Eastern Promises, and he did a movie called... he's done a lot of different films. I see the Violence, a David Cronenberg movie I really like.
I can't imagine him not being up. He and Mestrefano Ali, I can't pronounce this guy's name.
Mahershala.
Mahershala.
Yeah, he was in the. He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for the movie Moonlight a few years ago. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
9. Easy.
Really? Okay. Easy you liked it that much?
An easy 9, okay. Yeah. It was a good movie. And it's not, there's no shoots, there's bangs, no crashes. No. It's just a story about two men. And it's a true story, by the way, 100% true, about this guy who traveled the South, black musician, and the treatment that he got. But the bond is obviously strong between the two of them. And it really, it comes across as a great 2 hours. So if you're looking for something to do that's productive and positive, and you'll have a tear in your eye when it's over, I did Green Book. All right, having said that, what shook out this weekend in terms of the box office total, Chucker?
You know what's interesting, Doug, is that no studio released a movie. There was no new movie released this weekend, which means every other movie pretty much held up pretty well. Ralph Breaks the Internet, number one for the third straight weekend, $16 million, $140 million in 3 weeks of release. Dr. Seuss is a Grinch, again, another animated film, $15 million, just a 15% drop-off week to week, and weekend number five, $222 million in 5 weeks of release. Creed II, which is a movie in the Rocky franchise, $10 million, 38% week-to-week drop-off, good hold, $96 million in 3 weeks. Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter film, $6 million, and Bohemian Rhapsody, also $6 million. That's just a 25% drop-off week-to-week. $173 million in 6 weeks. That film has done very, very well. The film you've seen, Green Book, was number 7, 3.9, actually up a tick week-to-week, $19 million in 4 weeks of release. One other bit of news, box office-wise, Aquaman, which is not opening for another, I believe, 2 weeks here in the States, opened in China, did $94 million in its opening weekend in China. That's a new record for a DC property.
It's produced by the Chinese. So that's why it opened up in
they're throwing a lot of money at Hollywood films. And Avengers Endgame, the new trailer to Avengers Infinity War 2, 225 million people watched it, that trailer, in 1 day, which is a new record.
Wow. All right. Well, a lot of things are happening. I'm expecting there'll be a number of movies now between now and Christmas that'll come out that'll want to grab your attention. Chuck Curry is here on the DJV program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.